Today we're going to talk about how to take hold of money. How to take hold of money. Okay? How to take hold of money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you need to know how to. I think there's a mistake in there. How to. Actually, can you change the title? Has to be how to take hold of money. Glory be to God. Our God is awesome. We bless His name and we give Him praise. Money is a spirit. You cannot physically hold the wind in your hands. It's totally impossible. Glory be to God. Totally impossible. You cannot. You cannot catch money and put it in your hands. It will not work because money is a spirit. The wind is unseen. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effect of the wind on this item or that item. So when we talk about money, and my title is how to take hold of your money. What am I saying? How do we move money from the spirit realm into the physical realm and then command money to come to us, and therefore money begin to work for us? Glory be to God. So if you are here and you want money, this is the platform. I am your guy that can guide you and direct you and lead you as to how to go forth and be able to call in money into your life. I will show you step by step how to go and make money in the name of Jesus. You see, because money is a spirit, you need to know how to command money to come to you. Why is it that many people go and work? They work, and they are not able to get money. How come? How come people strive their muscle, their head, the work of their hands? They work, and money still doesn't come. Because money only listen to certain rules of order. Money is a spirit. It has a voice. It has eyes to see. And it is able to obey instructions. But to be able to command money, you need to know how. The how-to is what I'm about to teach today. I sat down to make some notes, and they're all here. And soon I'm going to bring them out, and you can have them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I made this note for you, and I'm going to soon put it out, and you can have them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now let's go to step number one. Our God is awesome. How to take hold of money. Glory be to God. Our God is awesome. Number one, you must understand the ownership of money. I said money is a spirit called mammon. It's a god, a type of a small little god that is out there in the world. Everybody need money. So let's see. Somebody say amen. Everybody need money. Glory be to God. Everybody need money. Tell me here, if you are here, who is here who doesn't need money? Let me know. If you are here and you don't need money, type amen. Opa, are you saying you don't need money? Nadia, are you saying you need money? If you need money, say amen. If you need money, type amen. If you need money, type amen. You must understand God's ownership, that God owns money. Money belongs to God. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. So you need to know how to connect with God so that you can get the money that you need. Oh, yes. You need it. You see, managing money is not just about financial stewardship, but it's about honoring God with the resources He has given you. Oh, yes. And living in divine alignment with biblical principles as to how money comes. Glory be to God. And if you don't do it that way, you're not going to get money. Nope. You can work hard. You can strive. You can work hard. You can strive. You can run 24/7. The Bible says, who by waking up in the morning, working so hard through the night, but God says you're only going to go and eat the bread of sorrow. But I give to my children. I give to those who are obedient. 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 Even whilst they are asleep, I give them money. Glory be to God. Do you know what it means by whilst you're asleep? It means you will get an effortless financial blessings. God will give you wisdom, knowledge, understanding, ability, and skill to know how to go forth and make money. So first of all, you must understand that God owns money. You are only a steward of the money. God entrusts in your care. It's like when we get pregnant, we give birth to children. The children are not ours. God entrusts the children to us to take care of them. But the children belong to God. See that? Same with money. Unless you understand this secret, number one, you'll be running and chasing after money. Money will not come to you. Because money says, I don't belong to you. I am not your servant. And I'm not listening to you because I have another boss, which is the God who created all things. Glory be to God. So now let's go to the second one. Hallelujah. You see, when you understand what I just shared, number one, then you can go to budget wisely. When God gives you money, you must budget it wisely. Meaning what? Write down what you need. See how you're going to go about getting what you need. And then ask God. Ask God. Did you hear that? Ask God. Father, I have this list of things that I want, that I need, that will allow me to have a blessed life. But I need you to guide me. I need you to direct me. I need you to lead me. I need you to show me how I'm going to get it. I need you to show me how I'm going to get it. Because I have this budget of things that I need. I need $4 for this, $5 for this, $20 for this, $60 for this, $90 for this, $200 for this. I need a new wig. I need a new lipstick. I need a new earring. I need a new glasses. Or I need this money for my prescription or for the family or for my son or for my daughter. You see that? So you make a budget. Then you lift it up to God. Father, I need this money. How am I going to get it? Then God will begin to give you supernatural wisdom. He'll give you wisdom over and above the natural realm. Glory be to God. Then you go over to the next level of what God give you. What God give you, you must be generous. What God give you, you don't hoard it. You don't keep it. You don't hide it. You don't prevent anybody from seeing it. You give some out. You share. You share with your children. You share with the family. You share with your neighbor. You give some as tithe to church to support God's work. You put some into business activity so that you can buy and sell and do business. Glory be to God. But when you get the money and you hold your hands, it's my money. I don't care. I'm not giving nobody. I'm going to spend all on myself. You are greedy. You are selfish. You are inward looking. And anyone that has that character, God doesn't give you more. When you get money, buy some food. Eat some. Give some to the children. Share with your husband. Give some to your neighbor if he or she need help. give some to the orphanage, the poor, share, pay your tithe in the church where you go to, so that God will protect your job and give you more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you, and I want to be honest and transparent with you that the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord God Almighty, and see if I will not throw upon you the floodgate of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there will be no more room enough to store it. Trust God's promises regarding your destiny. Bring some of the money to the house of God. Send some to me. Send some to me. Go on my website. Buy Prophetic Flow t-shirt. You see that? Buy Prophetic Flow sheet. Oh, but Pastor Charles, I don't even have enough to eat. Somebody will say, but eaters don't become successful. The Bible says God gives seed to the sower, to the farmer, so the farmer can sow. So you see, if you want a generous financial blessing, you must first sow by giving some towards the land. The farmer put a seed in the earth. The farmer put a seed in the earth. The business guy built a business. You must give some in the farm by putting seed in the ground, or give your time to go and work for him, or work for me, or I work for you. See that? But you have to give. You can't keep take and not share. You will not prosper that way. Takers don't become successful, especially when they don't know how to give. Are you a taker? Father God, I lift everybody that is here today in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, lift your countenance and your mercy over everybody that is here today that need money, that need to find money, that his hands are dry or financial disaster. I place him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, for supernatural financial wisdom to go with this person. I release the order of the blood of Jesus on your behalf, that where you have struggled financially, where you've been cursed and your foundation is cursed, your mother is poor, your father is poor, your boyfriend is struggling, and you too now you are working but no money is coming in, I rebuke that spirit and I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit over your life. Someone say amen. I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit over your life to guide your step, to direct your path, to release you into your divine plan. Somebody say amen. Father God, those that are saying amen this morning, I place them in your hands, oh God, and I'm asking Holy Spirit, pour your grace and favor over their life in the name of Jesus. Touch their life, Father, touch their families, finances in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's move on. When you need money, you got to be wise in your spending. Let me say it again. If you want to be rich, you need to be wise in your spending. You can't keep on buying every lipstick. You can't keep on buying every shirt. You can't keep on buying every shoe or dress or camera or watch. You gotta use wisdom in your spending. Avoid debts, meaning do not overspend. And I know some people say, but what is life? I wanna live my life. I cannot live like this. Enough of me living poor. No. If you have a lot of financial burden, you need wisdom. See that? If you have a financial headache, you need wisdom. So avoid debt. Cut down on your spending. Cut down drastically on overspending. You have 5 shoes. If you can manage your 5 shoes for 2 months, manage. And then use that money to do some business so that you can what? Be able to go forward in your life. Now you must also put some money aside. Save wisely. Don't spend all your money. Let me look at that topic here. It's Proverbs chapter 21 verse 26. The wise stores up choice food and olive oil, and by fools gulp their own down. the wise person save. The wise person save. But fools waste time and overspend. For example, I want jerk chicken and fried rice. There's nothing wrong with having jerk chicken and fried rice. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But listen to this. If today I can eat jerk chicken and fried rice, good. The following day, don't go back and jerk chicken and fried rice again. Eat something else and save the difference of the money. You always must put some money aside. Don't sit down there and keep on praying, Father God, I bless your name. I bless your name. No, no, no. If you pray, you still have to use wisdom. God still requires you to use wisdom. Let's move on. You know, you have to seek God's guidance. Number six, seek God's guidance. Seek God's guidance. Don't fold your hands. Father, I have $400 in my hands. How do I use this money? When you got your paycheck, after you work, you must ask God, Father, how do I use this money? Oh, because I need a new lipstick, I'm going to buy. I need a new watch, I'm going to buy. I need a new shoe, I'm going to buy. No. Say to yourself, Father, I got $100 in my hands. How do I spend this money? Let us pray. Somebody say amen right now. Father God, as we seek your guidance over the money that we have in our hands, we pray, Lord, that the one that has no money, we pray for supernatural financial blessings over his or her life. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for wisdom to know and to submit the little money that he or she has in your hands, oh God. And as he or she releases the money into your hands, I pray, Lord, that you will guide him or her and direct him or her to know exactly what to do. Father, guide him or her to go the direction she must go so that she will go and get more blessing, that he will go and get more blessing. Father, the one that is seeking you for supernatural wisdom, touch his life, oh God. Touch his life, oh God. Release your power. Release your mind. Release your leadership. Release your anointing over his life or her life. In the name of Jesus, we break every resistance of the enemy against your finances. We break every resistance. We break every resistance of the enemy against your finances. Somebody say amen. In the name of Jesus. See, sometimes the enemy will resist you from going forward financially by doing everything to make sure you fail in your life. But if you ask God for wisdom, Father, I got $5. How do I spend this $5? Guess what? God will give you wisdom. So if you don't have any wisdom, the Bible says, go to God and ask him for his wisdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's move on. Let's march on. Glory be to God. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Somebody say amen. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. Oh, yes. Live contently. Be content in your life. Don't be like a butterfly and flitting over everywhere. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are here. You are spending money here. You're going there. No. Be wise. Be wise in your spending. Live content. Be content. Be content. Be content in the way you are going in the name of Jesus. Let me pray with you. Father God, we pray that your anointing, oh God, will move over your sons and daughters' life to break every yoke of delay and any dissatisfaction in their life. We pray, Father God, that your spirit will go with them. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit over their life in the name of Jesus. And I break every yoke, and I break every yoke of contentment. I break every yoke of delay. I break every yoke of frustration. I break every yoke of delay in their life. And I release this person who is saying amen right now in the name of Jesus. I release this person who is saying amen right now, Lord, that his emptiness, any vacuum in his life that is not happy, he's sad, he's worried, he's anxious, I break that curse in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen right now. I break that curse. Invite somebody right now. Invite somebody right now. Invite somebody right now. I break that curse in the name of Jesus. And I magnify your name, oh God, and I give you praise. Yes, let's move on from here. You have to be honest and just in your financial dealings. One of the reasons why people don't succeed financially, because they are very dishonest people. They cheat, they steal, they take, they don't give back. When you live a life like that, you will never be financially successful. You will struggle and struggle. You will go through hell financially. If you want money to come to you, you gotta be honest and just and fair. Let's talk about business, for example. Yes, let's talk about business, for example. You are allowed to sell and increase the price. You are allowed to charge me to make a profit. You see that? So there's nothing wrong in business when you're charging Charles, you charge me and you sell me. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is critical. Glory be to God. That is critical. Oh yes, that is critical. Oh yes, Lord, we give you praise. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name and we give you thanks. You see, be honest in your financial dealings. You saw money on the floor and you took it. There's nothing wrong with it. You didn't steal it, but then I left my money on the table. Then you look left, then you look right, then you put it in your pocket. That is dishonest. God is going to punish you. Glory be to God. So be honest in your finances. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody is asking me a question. 1 minute. Asking me to give you my Facebook link. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we give you praise. Yes. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Now, you got to be, the next level is to invest in the kingdom of God. Invest in the kingdom of God. Invest in the kingdom of God. Sow your seed. Contribute your time. Give something to God's work. If you see there's an orphanage across the road, give $1 towards that orphanage. You know, there's a widow, somebody, there's a lady who has lost her husband. She is struggling financially. Don't keep all the money. 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 Give some. There's a school across the road and they are doing fundraising. Give $1. What you're doing is you're investing in God's kingdom. You're investing in God's kingdom. And as you give, more will come to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes. And as we are going on, seek accountability. Seek accountability and community. Seek accountability. Partner with somebody. Partner with me. My strength is prayer and money. That's my strength. When you walk with me, I will teach you how to make money. And I also will teach you how to pray and get what you want. But you need accountability. You're going to connect with somebody. So these are the 10 keys that I'm releasing to you today on how to take hold of your finances. Go and listen to it again. Share it with somebody. Invite somebody on and let somebody also be blessed. That is taking account. Connect with somebody. Go on my Facebook page. Like the page. Invite somebody. Go on my website, charlesguerra.com. See what I have there. Buy some of my t-shirt. Buy my one of my books. And then remember, I'm bringing a new course. I'm going to teach you how to walk and be a financial successful individual. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to show you how to start a business God's way. So may the Lord bless you for joining me on Prophetic Flow. May God go with you. May His glory go with you. May His anointing go with you. And when I see you this coming Tuesday, there's going to be a break. God bless you. Thank you.